Welcome to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Touchdown, Arizona!
Presented by your local Valley Chevy dealers. Arizona Sports 620.
Oh, that's good, baby!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.
Funny, in the press conference after the game, they immediately, it was kind of like the media were BCS voters, wondering how they should judge this performance. And Coach Wisenhunt was asked if he cared whether it was pretty or not. Took him about 0.8 seconds to say no and be ready to move on for the Rams. And every Monday we go in the red zone with head coach Ken Wisenhunt, and he joins us now here on Arizona Sports 620. Coach, congratulations. How do you feel today?
I feel like we got a short week ahead of us getting ready for the Rams, but I certainly feel very good about the fact that we are 4-0, and it was a good first quarter of the season start for us.
Coach, you just mentioned it right there, the fact that you are 4-0. What, when you look back at the first 4 weeks of the season, what are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of all the different guys that have made plays that have allowed us to win games. It's not you're just relying on one guy. If you think about all the different guys that have made plays, you know, that embodies the concept of team and guys believing in each other. And we've had contributions from all three phases, whether it's offense, defense, or even special teams with their blocks and big plays. So, you know, that's what really excites me the most about that. It hadn't been pretty. We haven't come anywhere near close to playing our best football, but we're playing very well as a team, and that counts a lot.
Coach, if you don't mind sharing with us, what did you say at halftime to the guys?
Well, I think we talked about what we needed to do in the second half and that we didn't get it done in the first half, disappointed with some of the mistakes that we made that led to where we were. But we stick together. We knew we could come back, go out there and play our game better in the second half.
Coach, coming into this game, three emotional victories coming into yesterday's game. And were you concerned at all about some type of emotional letdown from your guys, Wiz?
I don't know that I was concerned about an emotional letdown. I think that I was concerned most about this. It was a good football team that was coming in there, a physical football team, and that we couldn't make mistakes, that we needed to play the way we'd played the weeks before. And obviously, we didn't do that in the first half. I mean, we turned the ball over. We had 3rd and 20 from the 20-yard line. We allowed them to score a touchdown, which is something we haven't done. And just right there before the half, we gave them 10 points, which, you know, that makes it hard to come back from. That's what concerned me, was in a game like that and how our team would respond. But I should have known better, because we've been through a number of tough situations with these guys over the last 13 games. And, you know, their will to win is strong. And the way they work together as a group and don't point fingers and continue to work at it, you know, it means a lot. And I think that that's helped us. That helped us get through yesterday's game. And we came out in the second half and played better.
Coach, after the second of Kevin's two interceptions, is that a situation where, because he knows he did wrong, do you feel the need, do you go talk to a player right then and there, or is that something that you kind of let a player stew for a little bit? How do you personally handle those situations?
Depends on the player and the situation. Doug, it's not, there's not a guidebook that says you do this or you do that. So, you know, it really does depend on what's going on, what led to it. At some point, you know for sure that you're going to talk about it. Not so much about, hey, you didn't make a good throw. It was more about the decision and managing the game. Like I think I said to you guys, I talked to Dick LeBeau before the start of the season. We always do. And one of the things they were opening with the Broncos, and one of the things that he said in respect of Peyton Manning was that he was a great manager of the game. And that means situationally he makes good decisions. So Kevin's done a great job with that, and he's gotten a lot better at it. But that particular situation wasn't a good decision. And that's what you talk about as far as trying to everybody get better.
Wiz, I know that as a former player, you understand what it's like to go out there and make a mistake that really hurt your team, and I understand that as well. It's one of the reasons why I think Kevin Cobb and what he did in that fourth quarter and overcoming some of the mistakes that he had made, I thought this was his finest hour as a quarterback for this team. Did you think the same thing? Do you think the same thing, or am I off on that?
Well, we all make mistakes. Every one of us do. Nobody's perfect. And I think the way you judge a lot of people is how they respond to adversity. I think Kevin, over these last four games, has shown what type of person he is as far as responding to a lot of criticism, a lot of negativity, and still being able to go out there and perform and make plays. And I think what he did yesterday against the Dolphins further solidifies that. Now, that doesn't excuse you from making some of those mistakes, especially right. ones that are controllable, but how you respond to them is equally important, and he did a great job with that, and I think he has the respect of his team, and I know that that's a big part of it.
Coach Ken Wisenhunt joins Doug and Wolf every Monday here on the Doug and Wolf Show. And thanks a lot, Coach, for coming on. The one thing I'm wondering is, do you really even have time in this short week? How much focus do you have on the Dolphins game? There were so many teachable moments. I'm sure there's so many things that you'd like to clean up, but do you really have time to focus on the Dolphins much this week?
Well, not a lot. You don't. You go and hit the major points and correct those. And you, as a coaching staff, you look at the things that you didn't do well, and you work hard to improve those. And you know your players are going to go back and look at the tape. So most of the coaching that you have to get done from yesterday's game is after the fact or in discussions when you have a free minute from your preparation for St. Louis. But we're going out on the field here in a few minutes to go through a little walkthrough type practice in preparation for St. Louis. And, you know, it's just a little bit over a day since the game. So it comes at you pretty quick. And if you spend too much time worrying about last game, it could affect you going into this game.
Wiz, when you watch the defense on film, your defense on film, this is the first game they seem to struggle out on the field. Were the struggles due to physical mistakes they were making or mental mistakes?
It's a little bit of both, but more about some of the techniques and some of the way we play, sometimes the way we played our defense. So, you know, that happens sometimes. Like I said, nobody's perfect. I don't think any defense has ever been perfect in every game. But I think the thing that you got to point to instead of saying they didn't look good was they looked good when Darrell Washington knocked the ball loose.
Got that right.
The fourth quarter. They looked good when Paris Lennon forced quarterback throw an interception to Kerry Rhodes. And whatever you want to evaluate your defense based on, whatever set of criteria, the fact that we were able to make plays that allowed us to win the game is critical.
Coach, I'm asking how difficult it is, since you've done it for so many years, of calling plays in an NFL game. And the reason why I'm asking is something Andre Roberts had talked about a little bit, that the confidence the receivers had in being able to hit double moves in this game, yet obviously you have to have time to be able to pull off a double move. So here you are trying to call plays knowing, I know this is going to work if we get time, yet you're struggling in getting time. How do you balance both of those factors, your belief in your plan with the information you're getting on game day?
It's never easy. You got to try to pick your spots where you think there's the least amount of risk or where you think you got the best opportunity for them to work. You can't run a double move every play, obviously. So you have to pick your spots, and sometimes you don't get them off, and sometimes they work. They worked a couple of times for us yesterday in critical situations, and I think a lot of it's just like what we talked about with the quarterback. You got to have belief that certain plays, you know, you really hammer into the minds of your offensive players that we got to hold up in this protection. I mean, they go with the approach every play like that, but some of these plays, you know, you also alert them or tag them with the idea of this is going to take a little bit longer, understand this, and we've got to do whatever we have to get this play off.
Wiz, Patrick Peterson appears to be possibly pressing out there on the field on punt return. How much do you say to a player like Patrick Peterson?
You don't have to say much to a guy like Patrick. I mean, I think he recognizes very well where he is, and he's very conscientious about what he did. He wasn't happy with the way he performed yesterday, and I think that when one of your best players takes that type of approach, it sets the standard for all your guys. So I know that where he is mentally about getting better at that job, which we all feel like he's one of the best in the league at doing, you know, that type of self-evaluation, humbleness, it's great for your leadership. It's great to have confidence in a guy knowing the next time he steps on the field in that role that he's confident in what he's doing. But understand this, that you got to let it come to you too.
Coach, I realize that sometimes when you watch the film, tell you, man, we're close. We're just a hair off. Or sometimes it can maybe leave you scratching your head about everything that needs to be accomplished. When you watch the film on your run game, what do you see?
We're not getting it done. Doesn't matter what I see or what I say, you know, we're not being productive enough in that area. So that's something that we got to work to get better on. I'm disappointed that after the way we ran the ball in preseason, and some of it's opportunities and some of it is just not getting it done in the right time or missing, you know, one guy missing here or there. But there's nothing I can say that's going to make us a better run football team. We've got to do that on the field, and we're working hard to try to get better at it.
Coach, what do you say to Jay Feely? Have you ever had a kicker get a personal foul penalty?
You know, Jay is such a great player and does so many good things for us that it really it irritates you. I'll be honest with you, it irritates you when you make a play like that that costs you 15 yards, especially when you're in a field position battle with a team the way that we were. So Jay's a smart enough guy. He's a very sharp man, and I have a lot of confidence in him. And, you know, that's part of the emotions of the game. I'm sure that there's a lot of things we all would have done that we would prefer not to have done. But he's trying to be a physical guy, to have that mindset that he's trying to help the team. And unfortunately, that was just not the smartest play in the world.
Other than practice days, your last question from us is just simply, what do you lose the most when you have to play on a Thursday night? What do you have to cut out? How dramatic of a difference is this for your organization?
Well, I think the most important thing is getting your team back physically. You know, a lot of times it's Wednesday, Thursday before your guys are even feeling halfway decent again after a physical game like yesterday. So you got to make sure that they take care of their bodies and that you take care of them as far as how you're practicing. The mental part of it, it's always going to be tough. You can't overload them, but you got to do enough to be prepared for what happens during the game. But yet you walk that fine line of making sure that they're ready physically to play. So, you know, we've got a good plan. We're going to work at it this week. The guys are ready to work. I think that it's always easier after a win, even though you don't feel the greatest about how you played, to get better and to work at it. And our focus is now on St. Louis, knowing it's a divisional game and that we've got to play better.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. We really do appreciate it. And congratulations on a 4-0 start.
Thanks. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you guys.
See you, Coach. That's Coach Ken Wisenhunt joining Doug and Wolf of the first place 4-0 Arizona Cardinals at the quarter turn of the season.
You've been listening to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Let's go out, start it fast!
Presented by your Valley Chevy dealers, Arizona Sports 620.
Leave nothing on the field! Come out swinging!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.